Hey, Wanda, this is your only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal, right? That bring a brand new episode for our podcast, Astrophysics. So, how are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. So, this is the second episode for our dedicated second season of our podcast, The Solar System. So, the first episode was really hit. I am really glad that your guys were support. Everything was so nicely packed in that episode, and we boasted 15 minutes about the solar system, and everything went so nicely. I'm really glad that your support was insane. Now, in this particular episode, we are having certain space programs that are personally my favorite, and we'd be discussing about them. So I haven't created any list. This is just a extempore for me. I just thought on a topic and I started put on my mic and I started recording. This is truly an extempore. Actually, I'll be telling about my favorite space programs that I really like a lot, and I'd be giving some of the introductions and some of the briefing of that space programs, and that would be really related to our solar system. And we haven't went out of our solar system, leaving one or two missions. Like if we are discussing about Voyager 1 and 2, then we haven't gone out of our solar system, leaving those two. So let's get started. So my personal favorite, and I think that most of the people like it a lot, is the first one is Apollo. So Apollo was my favorite space program by US NASA, and we went to the moon in that particular program. Actually, there's a bigger sister of Apollo as well, Artemis, and I think that it's truly amazing that we are doing both of these missions within a century. And we went to the moon with Apollo in 1969, and we are going again to the moon with Artemis in 2024. And Artemis and Apollo are most probably the same thing. The difference is that Apollo is a one-way mission, is a one-time mission, and it's not a one-way mission. It was obviously was back, and but Artemis is for real sustainability and colonization, a sort of colonization, the primitive steps of colonization on the moon. So they are really sort of different in both of the other perspectives. But Apollo was really a big leap for mankind, and the word that I hear a lot that was really fascinating, that one small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. That really blows up my mind every time I listen to it. And that's really fascinating for me, that someone is going 384,400 kilometers and standing on the surface of moon, where there's 1/6 the gravity of the Earth, and everything is so fascinating there. And there's no atmosphere, and still our pilots, our brave pilots, Neil Armstrong and Ed Buzz Aldrin and everyone, Michael Collins, they were the part of Apollo 11 mission, really went. And sometimes it feels so impossible that how can someone stand on the moon, but still we did it. Actually, there are certain questions that I really feel sad when I heard about these questions, that we didn't went to the moon. It was the moon landing was faken, and everything happened in Area 51. These are the biggest myths. And as Neil deGrasse Tyson says, that it is easier to go to the moon instead of faking all those documents that were real. So his words are really stone in this reference, and I think that we really went to the moon, and Apollo was really my favorite personal space program. But I think that is for all of us, and most of the people from US and everywhere likes it a lot. The next was Mangalyaan. Mangalyaan was from my country, and I feel so glad that Mangalyaan, Mars Orbiter mission, and we just did it. And you know, once I was listening, a few days back, I was listening to Michio Kaku, a theoretical physicist specialist in string theory, and I was listening to him on Google Talks. He was talking, he was on Google Talks, and he said that, you know, how many of people he was in between of audience, and he said, how many of you watched The Martian? And the movie was really famous, and I hope that all of them raised their hands. Everyone rose their hands and said there was an expenditure of 100 million for making movie Martian, and Indian government sent their space probe Mangalyaan in just 70 million. And that was really, really fascinating for me. I started to get goosebumps when I said that, yeah, they are talking about my country. And it was really fascinating because there was the most beautiful mission, because we went to the moon in nearly an impossible feel, and everything was so nicely packed that I can't even imagine. That was really, certainly that was impossible for everyone to believe it when we first went to the moon. The next up, I like Chandrayaan as well, but I won't brief it too much. I like Chandrayaan as well because we found water ice on moon. Actually, after Apollo's was such a giant leap, but still we don't know much about moon and its south pole. But after Chandrayaan, it finally discovered dry ice on moon, and our habitability for moon really get deepened up after we get dry ice on moon with the help of Chandrayaan. Chandrayaan was not that big mission, and we have bigger missions and complex missions more than Chandrayaan. Chandrayaan was just an orbiter, just a probe, but still Chandrayaan did something. Chandrayaan 1 did an amazing discovery, and that discovery is, I think, is the bigger leap than Apollo. Apollo was itself a bigger mission, and we stand on the moon, but still the discovery was very nice, and I'd really like that this was done by our Indian government. And Indian government and Indian space program are always so budget centric, and they really care about the budget and do impossible missions and in nearly the half of the budget all of the countries do. So Indian government is so centric to budget, and I like Indian space program a lot for that. And next up, I like Mars Perseverance rover. Yes, Mars Perseverance rover was itself a giant leap, and Mars Perseverance rover and Curiosity, I think, are more certainly the same thing. But the initiative of getting back samples from Mars was really something insane. And if you are just thinking of that, I know that it is a way to go for Mars Perseverance rover to bring back some samples and everything, but still that was to take the initiative was a big thing. And Curiosity is such a thing that Mars Science Laboratory, and everything went so nicely with Curiosity. Curiosity is such a giant leap for Mars, and actually I think that Mars Perseverance rover and Mars Curiosity rover can do such an amazing things on Mars, and for future human explorers, Mars was so distant world apart. And seriously, if you are making discoveries, if you are making it habitable, if you are discovering something new on that planet, actually we can. Moon was not that difficult because it was very nearer to us in comparison to Mars. But to go to Mars, we need a lot of knowledge, a lot of information, and those information gatherers, the most important ones are Curiosity and Perseverance. So I like them a lot as well. The next up, I like Cassini. Cassini was really a beautiful mission. Like Cassini was a beautiful love. You know, it's like a love which you can never think of, but still you love him a lot. It's like a celebrity crush or something, because you know you can give her, you can never get her, but still you like her, and it's like a celebrity crush. And in one word, Cassini is a celebrity crush, because you know, we know that Cassini is something beyond our imaginations. Cassini Huygens probe was also nice, but Cassini, it discovered Saturn in a way that we can never do. And the planning, the procedure, how we followed it was really amazing, because you know, you know, Saturn is such a big planet with 72 moons, and there are 72 moons need to be discovered, and everything, the trajectory that Cassini followed, oh my god, that was insane, guys. The planet structure that NASA prepared and everyone prepared for Cassini was such an amazing job. I like it a lot. You know, the planet structure that NASA creates, oh my god, the trajectory which they created and how they followed it one by one, every moon was covered, and the prerequisites that were performed, wow. I have no words. I'm wordless. I'm speechless, right? You know, the trajectories which they performed. Oh my god, that was amazing, guys. That was really amazing. And you know, these were the missions that I personally like a lot: Apollo, Mangalyaan, Chandrayaan, and Mars Perseverance, Curiosity, and Cassini. Then we have New Horizons. New Horizons was also a nice mission. Like, Pluto was such a distant world that it, you know, there is a fun fact about Pluto, that Pluto has never completed his orbit before, never completed his orbit around the sun after its discovery. So yes, that was a fun fact about Pluto, and everything went so nicely with Pluto as well, that New Horizons discovered it, and you know, it's beautiful. It's really, really, really amazing. Now, next upcoming mission, which I personally like a lot, is Starlink. Starlink is, I know, that Starlink is not a space program, but still that's a satellite mission that creates, it's very interesting. Like, we are going to create a web around, yes, we are going to create a web around the Earth, and we are making, you know, Starlink has a different objective, but the way they're performing it is above our levels, and that's what I like Starlink a lot. Then I have, you know, Hubble and James Webb Telescope. Oh my god, that is really centric to astrophysics. You know, I know we are getting our solar system here in this particular sense, but you know, Hubble Space Telescope and James Webb Telescope are, you know, brightest thing. Oh my god, they're, you know, the Hubble Space Telescope cannot capture the image of Pluto, but it can capture the image of distant worlds apart, like Andromeda or maybe some of the exoplanets. So how is this possible? You know, Hubble Space Telescope was such an initiative. You know, we overcome light pollution. Light pollution was nothing for Hubble Space Telescope. Light pollution was nothing. Everything was nothing. Means, you know, you are looking at the real night sky with the Hubble Space Telescope, and that's the best thing of the space telescopes. You know, then you need to care about the night sky, you need to care about the landscape, and you need to care about everything. But if you are in a space telescope, then nothing is so soothing than looking at the night sky from outer Earth, and it was really nice. Hubble Space Telescope and James Webb Telescope are such an initiative that the idea was itself very unique and interesting. I think that James Webb Telescope and Hubble Space Telescope, we should have more like that, you know, because the telescopes on Earth aren't that amazing, because you know, you need to care about many other things, but if you need to discover something that's beyond, so I think that Hubble Space Telescope is a good choice. Yes. So next up, actually I'm over with the space programs now. The space programs these were the amazing ones. You know, these space programs were the amazing ones that created history, and that was really. These space programs did more than what was expected from them. And that was the biggest leap of it. And I want you all to suggest me. I have mentioned my Instagram ID, I have mentioned my email ID. I want you to suggest more, which one I left. Because as I told you in the before, that this was really extempore for me. I just thought on the topic and I started to record, and there was no scripting for this, there was nothing for it, you know, I just started to talk about this, and you know, I want more and more suggestions on which space programs I did, and I want you guys to participate, because you know, your participation And your interaction with me is the biggest thing, and we are going to discover everything all. And we are going to look at a new perspective for astrophysics. So this was Rohit Agrawal, your one and only personal astrophysicist from Astrophysics Podcast. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. You were really great audiences. Thank you. Thank you very much.